Blessed good morning unto you all. To others, maybe it's evening. I greet you all in the wonderful, precious name of our Lord Christ and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful and grateful unto you, brothers and sisters, for your prayers, encouragement. May the Lord bless you. I am Brother Chavila Masuzio from Zambia. We are concluding on our series that we started on Monday, it being Friday, the last day on daily devotion. The series of Friends, How Comest Thou In? And we have been borrowing this topic from this chapter of Matthew 22, verse 12. So the topic, that Friends, How Comest Thou In? Came from here. And we read, the Bible says, and he saith unto him, Friend, how comest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Our brothers and sisters, today we are concluding this series that we started, the thought that was upon my heart to share. I want to speak to you a few words, and I believe by the grace of God that they may encourage someone. I believe we were all crucified on the cross, but something miraculous happened. Someone paid the price and delivered us from the sin or the curse that was upon us. In the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 13, the Bible reads, and you, being dead in your sins and this uncircumcision of your flesh, have he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Friends, how comest thou in? We came through the forgiveness of sin through the death of Jesus Christ. This is how we came into the fold. When the Lord saw it to fit to go unto the cross in order for you and I be delivered. Because we were dead in our sins and the uncircumcision of our flesh. But he came to quicken you and I through the forgiveness of our sin, the forgiveness of our trespasses. He showed mercy by blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he took it on the out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Glory be to his name. As we see in the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 13, it speaks of us being dead in sin. But the Lord showed mercy by opening the door of forgiveness that we may come into the fold. And that's how we have found ourselves into the message, by accepting the forgiveness of sin through the blood of Jesus Christ. He paid the price for you and I. Now that we have come in, brothers and sisters, we'll be able to testify of the greatness of God. Let us look at just a few examples of these people who shall speak when we meet there in a glorious place. I believe we all believe in rapture. And I believe that one day, when we stay faithful to the call of God upon our life, we shall be able to testify on how we came in. I believe there will be this part, brothers and sisters, where we'll be able to ask, how did you come in? And we'll be delighted to hear your testimony. Let's look at the life of Moses, for example. When we meet him there, I believe Moses will tell us how he came into the fort. You explain the beautiful scenario and the experience that he had when that burning bush had appeared unto him, when he was running away from Pharaoh and he was in the land where Jethro was. Moses would tell us, brothers and sisters, to say, I was guilty of sin. I murdered a man because I had to use a way that was not right in order to deliver Israel. But it failed as well. It did not work. But while I was heading the ships of Jethro, who became my father-in-law, I saw this beautiful burning bush. Instead of Moses to flee, it drew him closer. What an experience he had for him to explain to you and I how he came into the fold, brothers and sisters. It will be a glorious time to testify, to speak of how we came into the message and how we came to be in the house of the Lord where we are crowning Jesus as King of Kings. Friends, there will be that moment for you to hear from that Moses, our brother. And Moses also will be eager to hear your testimony on how you came into the fold. Through the forgiveness of sin, for we were all dead unto sin, but Jesus opened the door of forgiveness, and those that accept that door, they are coming into the fold. Glory be to his name. We see Moses, and we would want to hear it, because the Bible has been summarized. I believe there are certain experiences that are not written. Maybe when he was taught to say, Moses, remove your shoes for this place where you are, it's a holy ground. Was he shaking? Who'd want to hear that? We travel through the scriptures. We find the story of Elisha. When Elijah was passing by, he had to cast his mantle upon him. And Elisha left, plowing. And he got all the cattle, slaughtered them, and he followed Elijah. What a glorious moment he had experienced. Would want to hear how Elisha came into the fold. What did he feel when Elijah cast a mantle upon him? Because Elijah did not tell him to follow. What made him to follow? We want to hear of the conviction he had for him to choose to follow, to let go of the plow and to slaughter the oaks and follow Elijah. Brothers and sisters, it will be a glorious moment when we meet there to testify of how we came into the fold. I'll be eagerly waiting to hear your testimony, friends, how you came into the fold. Do not undermine your testimony. It is powerful. That's like the way we see Elisha coming into the fold. We look at the life of Paul, who was chasing Christians, who was persecuting Christians, but a pillar of fire appeared unto him. So, why are you persecuting me? And so said, Lord, who art thou? We would love to hear how Paul came into the fold. We have seen, we have read, but would want to hear it from his mouth. And I believe there'll be such a moment in that place where I will be. That people shall explain how they came into the fold, the experience they had. At that hour, it will be a testimony of victory that came to you and I through the forgiveness of sin because we chose to accept. Brothers and sisters, let's stay faithful to the call that has come upon us. Let's be truthful to this call while we are on the journey. As we see the events unfolding upon this world, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is drawing nearer every day that goes by. But let's be part of those who shall come into the fold and testify. That you may look at each other and say, friend, how comest thou in? So that you can explain your testimony. Look, brothers and sisters, some of us were murderers. But that day when it comes, we'll testify to say, the Lord appeared. I attended the church service. And when I attended the church service, I went because I was sick. I just needed healing. But when I heard the preacher preaching, I was convicted of my sin. Something told me, this is the message. Believe and accept Christ as your Savior. That's how I came into the fold. That will be a powerful testimony, brothers and sisters. The only thing we can do, it is to stay faithful to the call that has come upon us. So that you can testify how you came into the fold. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It will be a glorious thing, my sister, to hear from you. To say, I went to church. As I was attending the church service, maybe it was not a church service. Maybe a person visited you at home and they explained or expounded scripture unto you that a woman cannot preach. And you saw it when God opened your eyes. It is a powerful testimony to explain how you came into the fold when we meet beyond the curtain of time in glory. We shall have that moment, I believe, brothers and sisters, to testify on how we came into the fold, how we were saved through forgiveness of sin, how Jesus revealed himself unto you, or how God himself revealed and convicted your heart. It will be a powerful testimony. Your testimony is in you, very unique, how you came into the fold. So for now, as we are here on earth, we are passing through, we are pilgrims.
Let's stay faithful to the word of the Lord. Let's stay faithful to the call that has come unto you. Remember Abraham, the Lord appeared unto him and told him, leave thine country, leave this thine kindred, leave your relatives and your friends and follow me. Oh my, look at how beautiful it is on how Abraham, our father of faith, came into the fold. I believe you are eager to hear him explain it and the conviction he had when we meet there. So now he came into the fold. And Abraham also will be eager to hear you, my brothers and sisters, on how you came into the fold, friend. We came in different ways, but I can tell you, God has been working a testimony out of your life that when we hear it, we say, glory be to his name. So this was your experience, my sister. This is how God revealed himself unto you. What a mighty God we have. And it will be good to hear from you, brother, when you explain to us how God revealed himself unto you, how God appeared and convicted you and brought you into the fold. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Stay faithful. Believe his word. There is a song that talks about others pass through the fire. Others are passing through the storms. Others are passing through difficult things. But all through the blood, glory unto his name. The blood of whom? The blood of Jesus Christ has brought us into the fold. It will be a beautiful thing, brothers and sisters, to hear the call of the Lord. How it came unto thee, how you responded, the conviction you had, the experiences that you had, the beautiful work that the Lord God Almighty has wrought upon you. I cannot wait for that moment. The world is dying. The coming of the Lord Jesus is drawing nearer every day that goes by. It will be a good thing to hear. Remember Naaman in the book of Kings, brothers and sisters. He came through the testimony that the young lady, the maid, shared to say, there is a prophet in Israel. And God is able to answer his prayers. So when Naaman heard that, he came to Elisha and he received the healing. Maybe through that, he came into the fort. Maybe that's how you came as well. You were sick. And the Lord healed you. And when you saw that happen unto thee, you accepted the forgiveness of sin. Look at how the Lord appeared unto Brother Branham. At the age of 7, into that poplar tree, he spoke unto him to say, keep thyself. Do not drink or smoke. Do not defile that body. Because when you grow, there is a work unto thee to do. Won't you want to hear that testimony? The experiences. Yes, he has spoken about them. But I can tell you, he will explain in a better way, in which we'll all be able to understand. There'll be nothing like, no, Brother Branham was uneducated, so his English was broken. There'll be nothing like that to be clear, brothers and sisters. And he also wants to hear from thee when we meet yonder. He would also want to hear, he'll be eager, waiting to hear your testimony on how you came into the fold. On how this God Almighty revealed himself unto thee, and you responded, and you are to wear the garment of righteousness in truth and in spirit. And chose to obey him. You chose to follow him. Regardless of the difficulties that you are facing in this world, remember to stay faithful, brothers and sisters. Remember to be true to this call. Because he says, many are called, but few are chosen. Surely, the calling is for all in the death of Jesus Christ, but the choosing happened in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He chose me before the foundation of heaven and earth. He chose thee, brothers and sisters. Before the foundation of heaven and earth, because he saw thee making a decision that to stay faithful to his call. Glory to his name. So the good Lord, brothers and sisters, bless thee as I have these few words to encourage you to say, you will tell us on how you came into the fold when we meet beyond the curtain of time in glory. It will be a powerful testimony that the Lord has wrought upon thee. You're coming in the way God revealed himself. It doesn't matter. You say, for me, it was healing. That same way was very powerful, brothers and sisters, and would want to hear about it. Because some of the people, they were healed of cancer, and some people never had cancer. So we would want to hear, how was it, my sister? How was it, my brother, when God revealed himself in that mighty way, when he took away cancer out of you, glory? You see, brothers and sisters, so let's stay faithful so that we can hear from you, friends, how you came into the fold, how you stayed faithful. Because Jesus delivered us from the cross of sin, as we have read in the book of Colossians, that we are all dead in sin. But he had quickened us, and he provided a way of forgiveness of sin. The door is still open to this very day. The door is still open. If you have not made up your mind, you have been walking in hypocrisy, the door is still open for thee to be sincere. The Lord is still calling. The Lord is still saving. The door of grace is not yet shut. Come into the fold, brothers and sisters. Friends, come. It's not too late. It's still open. Brothers and sisters who have already come, stay faithful. Continue walking on this path, believing that one day we'll meet him there and you speak of how you came into the fold. Do not be ashamed of your testimony while you walk on earth. Yes, others can laugh at you. Others can mock at you. As we see the life of Paul, poor people rejected him, but he stayed faithful. It's not everyone who accepted the coming of Paul into the fold. He speaks of it as, I am one who was born out of due season. Why? There was rejection. People could not accept the coming of Paul into the fold. But friends, when we meet him there, he will tell us how beautiful it was and how challenging it was. But in that hour, it will be a thing to glorify the Lord. So is your testimony now you came into the fold. It will be a beautiful thing for us to hear, because it will glorify God, as it is also glorifying him while you are walking on earth. Don't be ashamed. Don't be discouraged. Stay faithful, brothers and sisters. While we are in the body of the flesh, remember, Jesus delivered us from this sin of the flesh, that we may be putting on a new man, a new body that is awaiting you and I. My precious brothers and sisters, as we are coming to the close, let me speak this to you. This world is passing away. So is the flesh passing away. Do not be overtaken by the cares of this world, that we may continue walking in the righteousness of the Lord and testify of how we came into the fold. Friends, I would love to hear from thee, brothers and sisters, on how you came into the fold and how you stayed faithful, wearing the righteousness of the Lord. For Jesus overcame the world. Those that believe and are faithful unto him, they shall overcome. As we have seen examples, Elisha was mocked as he was following Elijah. He said, don't thou know that your prophet will be taken away from thee? People discouraged him, but he stayed faithful, because that was a testimony God was building unto him. And the people were mocking him, were the sons of the prophets. I would want to hear, and I believe you'd want to hear him explaining to you how it was, how challenging it was, but he chose to stay faithful to the call of God that came upon him when the mantle was cast upon him through Elijah. Brothers and sisters, you are part of the testimony that the Lord is building. The way we have read of these servants of God, the brothers and sisters who stayed faithful unto God, even them, they would want to hear your story. They have not read it. You explain it unto them, how you came into the fold. Oh my, blessed be the good Lord, the mercy of God. May he bless you all and keep you in good shape as we choose to stay faithful unto his call until we meet. Shalom, shalom. God bless you.